The Emir and missionary in charge of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission, Alhaji Malvi Mohammed bin Saleh, has called for a total ban on politically organized youth wings in educational institutions. According to him, it is the only way to address the indiscipline in the country's politicking, as it is the same young people from these youth wings who rise to political positions. Alhaji Malvi Mohammed bin Saleh raised this sentiment at the 83rd Annual National Convention of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission of Ghana at Pumazi in the Central Region. President Mahama, who was the special guest, commended religious leaders whose efforts over the years have saved the country from religious conflict. The three-day convention, which will allow for renewal of faith by the Ahmadiyya Mission, is being observed under the theme, Discipline, the Cornerstone for National Development. Pascal Ndadevo reports.
The issue of indiscipline penetrating the moral fiber of society seems to have engaged the minds of many concerned citizens. The Emir and missionary in charge of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission, Alhaji Malvi Mohammed bin Saleh, did justice to the theme, Discipline, the Cornerstone of National Development, which highlights the three-day convention. He said negative attitudes and behaviors by individuals, be it moral, financial or political, constitute indiscipline, right from the policeman who collects bribe to the employee who works lotto during working hours and the dishonest contractor. The Emir stated bluntly that political parties must be partly blamed for the steady growth of indiscipline and violence in schools, colleges and universities, citing, for instance, the Tertiary Education and Institutional Network of the NDC, TEIN, the Tertiary Students Confederation of the MPP, TESCON, as well as TESCHAT of the CPP. Malvi bin Saleh called for a total ban of these politically organized youth groupings. He did not leave out what he described as mercenary groupings like the Azoka Boys and Bamba Boys. According to the Emir and missionary in charge of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission, these youth sponsorship only breed indiscipline among young people who eventually occupy top government positions. Malvi Saleh said most young people who call into radio programs spit venom and sometimes insult senior citizens are products of these politically sponsored student groups. As special guests, President Mahama could not agree more with Alhaji Malvi Mohammed bin Saleh. He said modernization has been allowed to break down traditional values and customs handed down by the forebears. President Mahama condemned the use of faith and religion to commit heinous crimes, citing terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram and others.
In this circumstance, our religious denominations have a role to play to continue to inculcate the values of discipline in our people, and this is especially so as Ghana is being three the most religious country in the world. And so if we are the most faithful and religious country in the world, obviously this must reflect in our attitude. Then we should be the cleanest country in the world, we should be the most honest country in the world, we should be the least violent country in the world. And so the question we ask is, what is wrong with our faith? Faith is expressed not only in going to church and reading the Bible or the Quran or going to the mosque. Faith is expressed in how you live your life.
Tribute was paid to the former Emir and missionary in charge of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission, Malvi Wahab Adam, who passed on last year. He was described as a luminary whose qualities are worth emulating.